Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! Welcome to Angel Antics. You are here with Eileen Powers and the most beautiful and energetic DC Love. Hi, DC. How are you today?
Oh, thank you, my twisted sister. You're equally as beautiful and energetic and amazing. You know what? I'm a little bit off center here. You know, tomorrow we are going to have that amazing lunar eclipse, and it's going to be the longest in this 21st century. So I've been noticing like a lot of craziness around me, and I didn't realize till earlier that, you know, that this lunar eclipse was tomorrow. And, you know, people are crazy, you know, emotions are running high, and it's just like, you know, habits, emotions, there's so much going on that it makes sense now because, you know, it's the lunar eclipse. And Eileen, for me personally,
right.
I was writing out a little channeled message from the archangels, and Whitney Houston got in the middle of this channeling, and I went to post it, and I was like, oh my goodness, what is this? So I went to repost it again, and she did it again. She did it three times. So I was like, oh, my goodness. So I spoke with another psychic, and she just said, I wouldn't want to be in your head. There's like a party going on up there. There's no room up there. There's so many in there. So I was laughing, you know? But this is, you know, I have a little bit of a quota, but this eclipse is a non-emotional Aquarius eclipse, which means there's going to be emotional outbursts everywhere. And I got this from a phenomenal astrologer. She does astrology charts, Melissa Bruce, and she is so amazing. So we've got to watch. Like I said, this is the time, though. Like, whatever doesn't serve you, we've got to get rid of it, and we've got to get rid of it fast, you know?
Well,
anything
yeah.
that's, you know, like an old habit that you sort of, like, have and you really wanted to get rid of it. You know, and get ready to make space for the new that's going to enter, because it's going to be amazing. So I'm going to look at the positive side of this, and I'm going to let go of all the drawbacks and all, you know, all of the negativity, and I'm going to embrace all the magic. I myself am a Pisces, and Pisces during this time is going to bring in a lot of magic.
Fantastic. Well, I will say on another count, dealing with this everyday life, which, you know, I know you get to do a lot of spiritual work during the day and so on and so forth, but I have the same this job that I have, and I'll tell you what, it was crazy nuts. I work for a livery service. Basically, we do chauffeured vehicles. And it was just, if the driver was supposed to show, they were 40 minutes late. We had two vehicles break down. We were moving around 180 people, and we just could not keep all the vehicles running all at the same time. It was just unbelievable.
Wow.
Totally amazing. You know, and then it was, you know, there was several other things that went on with me personally at work, but it wasn't just me. The gal that sits next to me, I sit next to a supervisor, and her runs were just all a mess. The dispatch man, I swear he put out 20 different fires today for different runs, for different reservationists, and just different problems. The phones were crazy, which we're happy for. We're thrilled that the phones are ringing great because they have been a bit slow. They were unbelievably crazy today. And the concierge just were having so much trouble trying to plan their tours today. It was just one of those days. And if this isn't culminating till tomorrow, ruh-roh, what am I in for tomorrow?
It's a bigger ruh-roh than
meditation.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
do some
nice
meditation tonight, and I'm going to prepare myself,
yes.
And I'm going to focus myself. And that's what I want to suggest all of you listening here today, do for yourselves. Prepare yourselves. And part of that is the acknowledgement that we have an energetic event going on. So know that your emotions may be pulled one way or another. You could be overly happy. You could be overly sad, anxious, any direction. It doesn't mean, you know, just good and bad. It can be any direction of pulling of your emotions. So know that that can be something you might experience. And to me, sometimes just awareness that these things are going to go on, when they do happen, you can go, oh, that's not really me or how I feel or who I am. That's kind of the energy that's pushing around the pull of the water in my body due to the draw of the moon and the, you know, the eclipse. So think about things as you progress, and remember, just because the full moon is, or the eclipse is past, these energies do hold on a few days before and a few days after. So keep your awareness open. As I said, I think I'm going to go home and, you know, find a way to do, I'll probably sit out under the moon and do a meditation. Probably what I'll do. But each of you should find your thing that makes you feel good and do that.
Yes, and I want to say that I read that the energy, you know, of this cycle is going to last longer than a few days. It's going to be longer than
that. Oh, will.
So...
yeah.
So we've got to get prepared. We've got to get prepared. You know, we'll be fine. You know, as long as you know that the storm is coming, I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Prior planning prevents poor performance. So we plan ahead, and we over plan, and we, you know, have to, you know, we want to over prepare and not find ourselves without underwear.
Yeah. If you're climbing the ladder of success, underwear is a must, because Joan always tells everyone, climbing that ladder of success, people are looking up, so, you know, make sure that you have underwear on. But with that being said, Eileen, let's lead off this beautiful show with one of your amazing meditations.
Oh, all right. Let's see. I think... I think that we should, I wish I had a drum with me or a shaker. I don't. Next week I'll bring one. I think we should go up to the meadow. I don't think we've been to the meadow for a while. So let's go to the meadow. And that represents our safe place. And that's why I decided on that right now is because I mentioned go to that place where you feel good. And so for the meadow meditation, what I'd like you to do is, like, I'd like you to imagine yourself somewhere that you know, that you feel comfortable, that you like to walk. And I want you to start walking down the street, path, road, whatever it is that you find yourself on, and start along that way. And as you walk along, I want you to look from side to side. And as you progress, I want you to notice that the flowers around you start getting more and more vibrant as you walk along, as your energy of your legs spin in a cyclic motion as rhythmically as possible. That helps that rhythm of that steady beat helps us get into our own energy. So walk in that lovely rhythm. And as you do, you'll notice the vibrant colors around you. The sky starts looking a little more blue. The flowers around you are beautiful and lush, and the leaves are green, and the flowers are red and yellow and white and blue and purples and pinks, and it's just fabulous. And you find yourself along a path. And this path goes from, if you're, say, on a sidewalk or something, it moves into a dirt path, and then it follows along into kind of a mossy path. And you're going up, but it's not a hard hike. It's a comfortable, easy path up the road. You're not being exerted. You're finding yourself in joy and grace and bliss with all this beautiful, beautiful coloring of the flowers and the sky around you. And as you go up, the trees start getting taller and taller. You find yourself in a beautiful oak grove. And the oak grove isn't too big or too long. So you pass through the oak grove and you come out the other side. And as you're coming up to the other side, it starts getting to be evergreen trees and tall, tall trees growing up to the sky, shooting their arms up higher and higher. Maybe even, you know, your favorite type of evergreen tree, whether it be a redwood, a pine, whatever makes you feel good, spruce, blue spruce, anything, whatever you feel greatest. And as you move up, you come along the path and you see a little opening. And that's your door to your meadow. So I want you to go to that opening, and you might have to push away a few bushes, but as you step through, you realize you're in this open, magnificent meadow, and it's very lush and beautiful, and the sky is brightly above you, and you know that this is your place. You walk out in the meadow, you can see some healthy animals along the side, although they're not really noticing you. They're just there. They're just present. They're not there to bother you. They're there to let you know that this place that you're in now has a good balance of plants and animals and goodness and love and vibrancy. And I want you to sit down on the ground there in your meadow and relax. Just look around and really just enjoy where you're at. Then take a few deep breaths and go to a position that you feel most comfortable in. If you want to stay seated and continue to look around. If you feel more comfortable lying down, then do that. Lay down and relax. Now, I want you to start breathing in and out in the same rhythmic motion as I suggested in your walking. Breathe in and out to the easiest count for you, whether it be a count of three, whether it be the count of six, whatever is your comfortable breath. Whatever that pattern is, before you totally reach the top, totally reach the bottom, reverse its direction. So it's just in and out, in and out, in and out. Now, I'm going to time this, and for 1 minute, I just want you to lay there with your own box. Now continue that breathing and open your eyes. And if you're laying down, go ahead and sit up. Maybe stretch first and then sit up. If you're sitting, stretch your legs out, pull your arms up, kind of move your body around. And now it's time for us to head back. So I want you to go ahead and get up. Take another look around and really capture the vision of this place in your mind, in your mind's eye, and settle that thought of that vision into your heart. And let that energy of this space and the vibration you felt as you were laying there relaxing, set that vibrational energy in your heart and breathe into it so that you feel its comfort. And I want you to head to the area in which you entered meadow. And I want you to go ahead and progress through that and go back onto the path, start heading down, walking rhythmically still and trying to keep that breath as rhythmic with the same rhythm as you felt comfortable with or the rhythm of the walking, whatever works for you the best. Continue to do that. Stroll on down the path. We come out of the tall trees and back into the oak meadow. We walk through the oak meadow and the path goes from a moist path to a dry dirt path. We continue on down the path and my path actually becomes a little more rocky. And I get down to a street and I walk down to the sidewalk where I still see all the beautiful houses with the magnificent, vibrant colored flowers. And I head back to my own home. And I take one deep breath. I stretch up to the sky. I ask for heaven to come into my heart, down to the ground.
I come back to center, and I ask the energy of the earth to come back up into my heart. I settle both in my heart space and hope that my day walks forward in love. Angel blessings.
Beautiful, Eileen.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, well, you know what? I think we're going to hit the phone lines,
that one
okay?
1 minute of silence was really long. I didn't realize how long 1 minute
is. It's really long. We lost a couple of people dropped off, so I'm going to head to the phone lines.
They'll probably call back in. That's usually what they do.
Yeah. Okay. Area code 860, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Hello?
Area code 860, you're live with Angel Antics. Hello? Okay, I'm going to put them back on hold, Eileen. I know there might be something wrong with the phone lines. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Hey, it could happen. It's one of those days.
Area code 917, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Oh, hi, DC. Hi, Eileen. This is Ellen.
Hello, Ellen.
Say it again. Ellen, thank you.
Yes. Thank you for the meditation. I did it, and it felt so good.
Oh, you're
beautiful.
Welcome. I enjoyed that. You know, and that meadow is your gift. That meadow is yours, and you, anytime you feel really stressed, that's why I asked you to set it in your mind and your heart. Anytime you are really stressed, start your breathing and envision that meadow and go back to it. It is your safe place. All right?
Okay.
All right. Do you have a question for us today?
I do. Long story, I was very busy at work and I didn't plan a vacation. And I want to plan one now. And I have a couple of ideas in mind. I just want to know, do the angels have anything to say regarding what would be my best and highest good to do?
All right. Well, I'm hearing that you've been actually underestimating yourself a little bit more than you should, and that you really actually need to stretch your wings out and don't underestimate yourself. Assert yourself and assert the independence that you have and allow your creativity to come through and really bring forth your next step of what's going to make you happy, because that's what things are about is, everybody talks about their life purpose, and sometimes our purpose is not large. Sometimes our purpose is small because we know we need small and great things. Not everyone can be great. Not everyone can have a huge life purpose. Sometimes those people that help us along in our baby steps are actually the biggest hand up that we've ever received. But what I'm hearing in this that yes, I do feel that education is an area in which you're meant to stay in. It is, I'm actually being told that it's part of your life purpose to stay in education. But at this time, don't forget about your own education and your own personal growth, because that is important too. I do know one thing that I've always felt in my heart, and that is to be a good teacher, you have to be a good student. And to be a good student, you have to be a good teacher. So they go hand in hand. So don't forget that, it may be some other irons in the fire that maybe might port you in what you want to make you feel that you're seeking and reaching your best self, your best purpose. But events are actually going to move pretty fast, and things are going to seem like they're happening all at once. So that to me says, you might be getting a couple offers or something, and then you're going to have a challenge in deciding what to choose. So what I want to tell you is that I have Archangel Raphael coming in. He is a healing angel, and any of this situation that doesn't feel right, ask him to, heal what isn't working and to bring you what you want. I also look to, I look personally to Archangel Raphael as part of that rising sun, that person that brings me in new things and a new day. Although Archangel Michael is the one that helps align us with our life purpose, Archangel Raphael helps heal any emotional ties or baggage that we might have, either holding something about ourselves, feeling that when we underestimate ourselves, it's usually because our ego says, well, you're not good enough here, you didn't do well there, maybe let me make you question yourself. And so Archangel Raphael is here to let you know to call upon him and ask him to help you release any fears about making changes and moving forward and doing something different, moving into new directions, or making you even greater in the direction that you're already in, if that's where you end up staying. I do also see that a relationship for you is growing closer. Conditions aren't really quite favorable to make things actually happen right now on that point, but definitely allowing a relationship to develop more fully, maybe having a better understanding of each other, and so on and so forth. And so that's what I have for you right now. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
You're welcome. DC?
Yes, Ellen, this is DC. I actually do see you going on a journey, okay? And the angels are saying, Ellen's not going to go alone. You're going with friends, okay? And there's a lot of good luck around you, okay? So don't hold up any longer. You know, get it together, plan it, and, you know, have fun. And that's going to help you to manifest. The angels are saying, Ellen, you've got a couple of, like, fears around you. There's some insecurities. And you've got to watch because you're holding on to these things, and they could actually affect your health, okay?
Yeah.
So this is the time for you to move on. Like, you know, we said, like, the lunar eclipse, you don't have to hold on to this any longer. Get rid of it. Think about, like, all the new that's coming your way. Think about a vacation. And you're going to be able to deal with your emotions much better, okay? And you've got to watch. I don't know if you're in a relationship or not, but people are going to find you so much more attractive right now, so you've got to be careful, okay? Be self-confident. But you've got to be careful because you've got the power. Ginger's coming in. My dog Ginger's coming in. And she's going, Ellen, girlfriend, you've got that power, okay? So be careful how you use it, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Be really careful with that. And as well, this is the time for you. Everything is on the upswing. Your finances are looking a lot better, okay? Enjoy, you know, what you have coming to you. You truly deserve it. But as well, put a little bit aside because we can always use a little extra money for a rainy day, Ellen, okay?
Yeah.
And being that we're in the month of, you know, the month of summer, I heard like a little like a humming around you. Have you been seeing hummingbirds?
No, but I love them and I've been thinking about them. I've been thinking about fuchsia plants and hummingbirds around fuchsia plants. I know that's a strange image,
okay,
but I've been
that. Yeah, that's beautiful. And hummingbirds do reflect happiness in your life, okay? There could be a lot of joyful times that are coming for you, as well as love, okay?
Okay.
So just keep resonating with that beautiful hummingbird. As well, the hummingbird is saying, Ellen, there's going to be times when you really get together with, you know, people that you want to connect with, families of choice, okay? The people that you love to be with, okay? And these beautiful little birds, I mean, they're small, but they really make their presence known. They're going to help you to express your love and gratitude to others, okay? So know that the hummingbirds are with you on this part of your journey, and they're really going to do a lot to help you, you know, move along on your path, okay? And Ellen, you're this beautiful person. You're very unique. You've got to express that to the world. You've got to let yourself shine. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you're awesome, okay? You're very creative. You know, you've got it going on. She's saying, just be you. Don't worry about others. Just be the beautiful person that you truly are, Ellen, okay?
Thank you.
And, you know, yes, you know, and just, you've got to, I have like a little bit of a knot in my throat. You haven't been speaking your truth, hon, okay?
Right.
Don't be afraid to express yourself, because Mother Mary is with you. You're going to do it lovingly, and everyone is, they're going to, you know, they're going to honor that, okay? And you're going to feel better as well. Okay, so honor, you know, honor that, express your truth. Know that you are manifesting right now, and going on vacation and connecting with your joy is going to bring it so much faster, okay? There's a lot of knowledge around you. You're like a sponge right now. And I also see you, like, outside. You're, like, you're with the, you're standing amongst the trees, and it's almost as if you're one with, you know, the trees, that you're really grounded to Mother Earth. Do you like being outside, Ellen? Because I'm getting being outside is really amazing. It lifts your spirits, and it really helps you manifest. Okay, so try to be outside, like, as much as you can as well with this beautiful summer season, okay?
Yes.
And the angels are showing me, like, you're sleeping, but you're awakening. So you're going through a beautiful time where you're exploring all aspects of yourself. And, again, like Eileen spoke of romance, and I'm seeing all these little hearts around you. So I don't know if you're in a relationship, but, no, if you're in one, it's going to just grow. And if you're not, this is going to be an amazing time for you. It's going to be filled with magic, excitement. I mean, it's truly amazing. This is a time of joy. So really take advantage of this beautiful season of your life, okay?
I'll do that. Thank you.
And make those plans for that beautiful vacation, hon. You truly deserve it. Angel blessings, and stay in touch with us, Ellen.
Will do. Thank you, DC, and thank you, Eileen.
You're welcome. Thanks, Ellen, for calling in. Angel blessings.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was beautiful. Truly, truly beautiful. Okay. You know what? I'm going to try again, Eileen. Area code 860. Are you with us? 860.
Hello.
Okay, they're
Hello?
Quiet. They may be listening.
Hello.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Hello.
I'm here.
Yeah. Can we have your name, please?
It's Amala. How are you?
Hi.
Hello,
Amala. Good. I was saying hello, and I don't know what happened, but I'm glad I got through.
Well, we are, too.
Of course. Yeah. Can I ask a certain question, or are you just going to go with the angels?
No. You can ask a question. I don't know if we'll answer it, but we try.
Okay, so there's this person that I'm dating, and I talked to you guys about this before, but it's really growing stronger. We had a little bit of a break time in the last 2-3 weeks, but it's actually the absence, you know, that saying that absence makes the heart grow fonder. So it really feels stronger now, and I'm just wondering if you see this. I really feel a strong connection. I just think he's a little bit more cautious because of his past, but I think this too shall pass. So I'm wondering what the angels have to say.
That's so funny, because as soon as you said cautious, I got caution is warranted. Look deeper into this situation before proceeding further. So, you know, taking time is good.
Yes.
I don't want to lie to you and say, oh, yeah, sunshine and roses, if it's telling me for you to be cautious. So, you know, I got to give you what they want you to know. Because that's what I ask for. Yeah, that's what, you know, Hamalik, that's always what I ask for, is the greatest and highest good, and for your angels to come through and tell you what you know, they want you to know, and then you set the intention of what you'd like to know about. So that's kind of how my asking to your guides are. But there is, you know, for you though, your life is very promising. Your business ventures are always good. You have an inflow of abundance, and so just know that you really are. At what, you know, what we always try to be is the best, you know, we always grew up with what's the best person you could be. But what we say, what I say now is the best version of myself, because that version changes over time. And right now, I'm seeing that you personally are really at a great place. You are at one of the best versions of yourself. And so just stick with that energy of yourself and knowing that you really are who you are. And allow someone to fall in love with that. And you just be you. You just be the fabulous you that you are.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you, when you do that, the right person shows up. It just is. But just know that there is a lot of passion and adventure in this situation. Just carry yourself self-assured. Don't worry about being restless. Just be you. Be happy being who you are. Enjoy this, whether it works out or not. Just enjoy it for what it is. Because there might be a few things that you might need to take some action with, pay immediate attention to, something like that. And it will be something that you need to do in a timely manner. But think through. Take the time to. You are very, back to you, though. It keeps going back to you. So that's what I want to tell you. They want to talk to you more about you. And that is that it is really safe for you to be powerful. You don't need to humble yourself. You know how to be powerful in a loving way, and it not only benefits you, but it benefits others as well, which is the most important, is benefiting others at all times, especially if it also carries benefits for you, and then you're doing your best. But you are actually, like I said, you are at a place where you are one of the best versions of yourself, and there is going to be some additional new and brilliant ideas coming your way. And so just see the, you know, just kind of look for the truths as these challenges come up, and realize that it is actually, what I'm getting is a challenging beginning. So don't put all into it. Stay true to yourself and let it unfold rather than, you know, don't push it, nothing like that. Just let it unfold. Make your decisions and ask yourself which way brings you closer to your best version of yourself, to your divine. And that is what you need to take away from it. And just, you know, don't fall into it because, you know, this certain person. But look at it from the perspective of you being the best version of yourself. And that's what your angels want you to know today.
Thank you, Eileen. That was beautiful.
You're very welcome. It's very, very given from my heart.
I could feel that. That was beautiful.
Love you. Yes.
Love to you. Absolutely. Thank you.
And Amala, this is DC, hon. I want to continue on a little bit what I'm getting.
Sure.
I'm getting, you know, there's obstacles within this relationship. Okay.
Okay.
There's decisions to be made.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting, you know, like you've got to. I'm seeing this beautiful bird coming in, and it's telling you you've got to take a step back. You're not able to see the bigger picture of what's going on here. Does that make sense
to
you?
Okay. Sure. I'm going with it.
Okay. So I'm getting. You've got to give yourself a little bit more time. You need a little bit more space, okay? And I'm sort of getting, you know, you've got to believe in divine timing. So I would take this very slow if I were you. Take it really, really slow, okay?
Yep.
Because anything that's taken slow in nurture is always, you know, going to end up well, okay? But I am getting, you know, there's going to be, like, changes coming your way, and they're going to be great changes. Okay, and you will have the love that you're looking for. Okay, you're going to be, you know, as lucky as anyone that you could, you know, imagine. Any beautiful relationship that you, you know, can think of, you're going to have just as much, you know, amazing love there. I'm getting either marriage or a commitment, okay?
Okay.
I want to ask about the gentleman that you're with, that you're with presently, though, because I'm feeling that he's got a very strong personality, and at times he can be very opinionated.
Okay.
What the angels are showing me, okay? So the angels are just saying, like, take this, just watch, because at times he could be like a little overbearing and things, so just be careful with this right now, okay?
Yep.
And I'm getting, you know, I'm sort of feeling like there's something troubling him at the time.
Yeah, that's
And I don't
true.
Feel like he's giving you the proper time and energy to really make this relationship, you know, a high priority on his list.
Right. That makes sense. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm getting, you know, like, this may not be the person that you're going to really find a beautiful love with, is what the angels are showing me.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting he could possibly be out more so for a good time than really like looking for commitment and a life partner, okay?
Okay.
So give him a little time and see, but you know what? You're very intuitive, honey. Please trust your gut, what you feel with him, okay?
Yes. Yes. I just feel...
You know, if you feel something's wrong, you know, like it is going to be wrong, okay?
Yes. No, that makes sense.
I'm getting that... You know, there's going to be positive, like, and beautiful passion and love and everything. It is coming your way. But I feel like even as I'm connecting with you right now, like, because I think you're in a relationship with this gentleman, that you're not ready for a commitment with him.
Okay.
Okay?
Actually,
with him specifically.
I think it's him not being ready in a commitment with me. I think it's the opposite.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Are telling me...
Yeah.
Because his like, there's something about his personality, and I just don't feel that you, like, you are aware of everything, you know, like, in regard to him. Okay?
Okay. Sure.
So just, like you said, take it slow, you know, and just do what you can do, and then you'll know, you know, if this is going to work. But I just, in my heart, like, the way the angels are describing everything, I don't feel like this might be the person. I feel like someone else is going to come along, hon, okay?
Okay.
So just be careful, okay? Be cautious, be careful. And this is a very, very, like, amazing time for you where, you know,
yes.
You could, you know, meet someone and, you know, it could start off as a friendship and end up, like, romantically very, very fast, okay?
Yes. Yes.
And this is a time, Amala, that true love could actually come your way. And I am getting, like, committed relationship, okay?
Yeah. Do you know, DC, do you sense when this might be happening, I think?
I'm not getting that right now. I'm getting, you know, things like I'm getting ending, like an ending around him. There may be an ending is what I'm getting on, okay?
Okay.
And, Amala, you're in this, like you said, we have, like, the lunar eclipse and everything. Life is giving you a lot of little tests right now. I don't know if you're aware of that, especially,
no,
like, totally with relationships.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
So just...
Yeah.
You've got to get, you know, you've got to see what's going on with this first, okay? And I'm getting, I see you going on this beautiful romantic holiday with someone, okay? And it's going to end up with, like, romantic happiness that you're looking for. So take it one step at a time and just see what happens. But you're going to be as lucky as anyone else could be in love, okay? And, you know, the more you love yourself and improve yourself, the faster it's going to happen, Amala, okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't have a specific time for you, unfortunately, because there's, you know, your relationship, okay?
Yes.
But just like I said, you know, allow your emotions to tell you everything that you need to know right now, honey. And please, you know, connect back with us and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Hang on, Amala. I have a question.
Sure.
I don't know if DC remembers, but I don't. What did we tell you? I know you asked about this guy before. What did we tell you the last time?
You did.
You remember?
You did say that it's going to be challenging at the beginning, which it was. It's calming down because of he's still in his past. So he's trying to work things out that way. That's why there was a break. And there still is just, we established that it's just going to be a friendship, but it's interesting because when he's in front of me, it's like we just went for a walk last weekend, long story short, it was very, you could tell there was definitely some interest on his part and more than a friend. So the actions are not matching what he's saying, But for me, it's in a good way because I felt really connected this past weekend with him. It actually surprised him how much of a wonderful time we had. And we went for a nature walk. And it really pleasantly surprised him at the end. He told me that. He said, wow, I didn't realize I would have such a good time. And that was powerful because he's opening up to me, which is he wasn't doing before at all. He's really opening up his heart. So it's taking him time, slow, I understand, but I'm not being myself. I think that's what both of you are saying in this message too, is that be all of you, and I am. You know, I speak my truth when I need to. I tell him how I feel, the whole thing. I'm not being anything that I'm not in my own home. So
yeah,
I'm being true to myself.
So just stay true to yourself. And then, like DC said, you know, give it time and allow it to play itself out. But, you know, don't fall or jump feet in too quick because it's you know, really kind of not the right timing for that. And to me, DC's reading said there might be, there sounds like there may be another somebody, something in the wings over there in the energy field of yourself. So,
and then I agree with that. There might be coming. And Emily, you were right. You're ready for commitment. I mean,
wide angle vision open.
Yes.
She's ready for a commitment, Emily. You are ready. He's not ready. And when Eileen was talking to you, I kept the word trapped.
Oh,
okay.
He's trapped?
So
he's trapped?
It sort of scares him, I think, you know, like commitment and, you know, different things like that. And I just, you know, I feel like you said, you are ready. But he's not ready to make a commitment, you know?
And you know, Amalo, with something like that, that energy could be something maybe that is, it could be from a past relationship for him. It could even be a residual from his childhood.
Yeah.
Even a past life.
Right.
So, you know, maybe a residual that's, you know, within his energy field that he's never worked through. We don't know what someone else's path is on this earth. That may be something, that may be one of his lessons in this lifetime that he may need to
and
work
Emily,
through.
I have,
so think about that. Just,
does he have light?
Tuck that away for thought.
I'm seeing a head of light hair, a gentleman with light hair, very light hair.
Okay. This is the guy with light hair. He's light hair, absolutely. And he has hazel eyes.
Because there is, you're all going to be with someone with light hair, but this person is going to be very balanced and very loving.
Okay.
And he's just going, he's going to want to, you know, to really, you know, have this beautiful relationship. So I'm just, you know, I'm getting, like, right now, be willing to, you know, to listen and to talk and get his perspective, and then you're going to know. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Things have to unfold.
Because I don't feel 100% that you're going to end up with this.
Right.
That's what I do, is unfold. Let it unfold on its own and allow. If it's meant to be and you allow, then it will unfold. And if it's not meant to be, you don't push it.
Yep. And if
I'm getting, Amala, is that you've got to sort of set boundaries with him. Before you get, like, really, like, into a deeper relationship, there's got to be boundaries because I see a line, and he's putting his foot over the line, so he's overstepping boundaries with you, okay?
Got it.
As the relationship progresses.
Okay.
So, you know, the angels are saying, you know, don't put up with anything if he starts mistreating you, okay?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. It does, and I think that's what I was just about to say, is that it's really every relationship teaches you about something, and it's more about me being in my own empowerment land, my own shiny self. And this is, he's helping me do that. Regardless of the outcome of this, he's helping me do that. I'm really becoming, I'm stronger and stronger and drawing the line for myself with him as well. And not only with him, with anybody. It's that, you know, it's just like, you know, like the other day, just really quickly, we were on the walk, and, like, I don't have peripheral vision. I'm legally blind. And so he kept on going, and I'm like, you can't do that. And the old me, I'm serious. Even that little statement, that would have scared me to say that out loud. But I told him, I set the boundary. I said, you can't do that. I'm going to get dizzy trying to look for you. You need to tell me when you leave. I'm not trying to be bossy, but you need to tell me when you're not next to me, because I don't know that you left. And that's really important to me because of my vision loss,
right,
and my tunnel vision. Yeah, so it's interesting that I'm really being my all of me with this person. And
well,
whether,
good.
Again.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, keep doing that. I would date it. Like I would, you know, give a certain date and, you know, see how the relationship progresses. But, you know, usually when you give like a date to yourself, you know, and you look, you know, okay, so it's been like a month and a half now since I talked to DC and Eileen. Nothing has changed. Then you've got to rethink everything, okay?
Okay, so like give it a month, like so I should say at the end
whatever
of August.
Whatever you feel you want to give it, but time date it.
Okay.
Because if you don't, you're just selling yourself short, okay?
Got it. I understand now.
Okay.
Thank you for saying that.
All right, you take care, honey, and stay in touch with us, Pamela.
If you need any more, I mean, if you need to go back over, this is recorded. You can always go back into our network, Sacred Embers, into the show Angel Antics, and you can re-listen to the recording if you want to refresh what we've told you today. All right?
Thank you so much. Blessings, both of you. Thank you so much.
Angel blessings.
Good night. Take care.
Beautiful. Okay, Eileen, I'm going to grab another caller here.
All right.
And the switchboard is not. Come on, switchboard. Okay. Area code 484. You're live with Angel Antics.
Hi.
Can we have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Patty. Hi, TC.
Hi, Patty.
I'm calling from Philadelphia. It's my first time getting through.
Awesome.
So I'm very happy.
Beautiful.
Thank you both for doing this.
You're welcome. Do you have a question?
The last six. Well, really 9 years, my life's been really not good. One bad thing after another, and my marriage is separated, and he's with another woman right now, and I just all around hoping for things to get better, and I'm remaining positive, but it's just not getting better. So I would like to hear what my angels have to say. I invite them to help me every
day. Okay,
great.
All righty.
Well, there's so much going on in your life right now that you really need to kind of revise a plan for you. And just like we told the caller just before, make sure you're being true to yourself in that plan. Don't lie to yourself because plan that's based on you fibbing to yourself about what coulda, woulda, shoulda is not really a feasible plan.
Right.
And just make sure that you realize that when you make a life plan, even when you're with someone else, that plan is not for them or about them. It is for you and about you. What is your vision for you, for your life, for your plan?
I would love to save my marriage, but he's got this other woman.
Right, but like I said, remember, the vision of who you need to be is based on you and you alone.
Okay.
And in order to put your relationship back together with anyone, including yourself, is to focus on yourself. As I said to the caller Amala just before you, her vision, the reason I told her is a totally different reason, but it still is important. Be the best version of yourself that you can be.
I'm actually working on that, trying to lose weight.
This is your life, and no matter what happens with the relationships, you have a relationship with yourself, and you deserve to be true to Patty.
Yes.
So create a vision of who you are and who you want to be. If your marriage gets back together, guess what? That person that you were, he left. So uh-huh. if you want that man to be in your life, you can't be that version of yourself anymore. It wasn't working for
right.
you. Obviously, you're not. You're working on yourself, so that version of yourself wasn't working.
Right.
Because that's what working on yourself means. And so create your best version of you. That's the direction
yeah,
you need to work
that.
On right now. You may want to even, you know, downsize yourself. You need to make some changes. You need to make some moves, whether
yeah.
it be moving to a different house, whether it be, you know, moving employment, whether throwing everything up in the air and asking
mm-hmm.
for the most positive movement to come your way and allow it to be ushered in. That
mm-hmm.
is what you need to do right now.
Okay.
When it comes to your marriage, there is the Archangel Daniel. Actually, he's not Archangel, but he is a very high angel. But the Angel Daniel is the one who looks over marriages.
Okay.
And Daniel is there. He is coming in, and he is telling me that he is assisting you right now. And know that sometimes the angels do not align what we want. They'll try to align what is best for you.
Okay.
So just realize that in the long run, hopefully things work out the way your human person wants it to. But on the other hand, when you become the best version of you, you'll realize that however it works out was the way it was meant to be. And
right.
so allow that to happen. But I do believe that, you know, there can be a positive outlook to this. Your wishes just very well may come true. But no, you need to shine. You absolutely need to shine your own divine light down on others and especially yourself. Love yourself.
Yes.
You deserve it. Be the bright new idea. Okay.
Yes.
You are the bright new idea. Fill in the blank of what that idea is. You can be very inspired when you choose to be.
Okay.
Make sure you see the truth of this situation because it's going to be, it's actually still in a very challenging beginning. And that's what I have for you.
Yes. I'm actually trying very hard working on manifestation tonight because of the eclipse. And I really just, you know, he knows I care about him, and he's just dissing me for right now. But
yeah,
so.
Well, you become the best version of yourself and let everything else fall into place.
Yeah,
you can't worry about who other people are going to be. You can only be who you be true to yourself and be the best version you can be every day. It's not a big picture. It's just a daily picture, a moment by moment of being the best. You treat yourself well and be the best person to yourself that you can be.
Right. I do feel he's with me.
Yeah.
Okay,
hon, this
go ahead.
Yes, really fast. We have like 5 minutes. You know what, your emotional health is really what you should focus on right now, okay?
Okay.
You've got to look at how you're feeling as you're trying to work through the issues that you have with your relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your emotional health is affecting your physical health, okay?
Yes.
So you've got to see what's going on there. And the angels are telling me you've got to learn to say the word no, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting like presently you're not seeing the entire truth of this situation, hon, okay?
Right, okay.
So you've really got to sort of, you know, you've got to ask the angels to please come in and help you see the situation as it really is. And if things aren't going well right now, like, just please get out with your friends. Don't stay home. The angels want you to get out, and they want you to just, you know, have some fun at least, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I really miss him.
So, okay. But sometimes, you know, like, when there's challenges like there are right now, you know, you've got to try to, like, fix those challenges, and sometimes it's not going to work out, okay? But right now you've got to be, like, really, really, you know, calm. You've got to be clear-headed.
Do the angels know if he loves me?
Okay.
Do the angels know if he loves me?
I'm getting, you know, there is love there, but there's a lot of fear and doubt as well, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
you've got to, you know, you've, as well as I told, you know, the last caller as well, you've got to give it a time frame and, you know, be honest with yourself, okay?
Right. Well, Evie, it's been a couple years.
Okay,
and it's been hard.
Okay. And, honey, you're very intuitive, and you're ignoring your intuition as well.
Well, my gut.
Okay, and when you ignore it,
that.
You get upset, you get anxious, and, you know, and the angels are saying, you know, don't be in a hurry right now, because that's probably not the best thing that you can do. You know?
Okay.
Just know that, you know, things are going to change for you, and you've got
to
really be honest with yourself. You've got
to
watch your thoughts, because you have a lot of fear here. Okay, you've got to watch your thoughts. And if it's, you know, if it's not going to work out, you've got to be able to accept that as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's going to be an important decision that you have to make. And, you know, you've got to, like I said, you've got to start and you've got to listen intuitively to what you're feeling, hon. Because the angels are saying you haven't been doing that. You've got to look into yourself first. You're the most important person there is. Make peace with yourself, honey. Make peace with yourself and make peace with your past. Only then can you have peace in this relationship, okay? Make sure there's nothing personal going on, some kind of personal issues. They're going to interfere in any kind of relationship, okay?
Okay.
So there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of work that you've got to do on you, and in the interim, you can't stop living your life. You've got to get out, and you've got to have some fun, okay? Don't be afraid to get out. Don't be afraid to have fun, the angels are saying. Because you sort of you're closing yourself off, you know? And when you do that, you're going to see everything is going to stay the same. Nothing is going to happen, okay? Open up, have some fun, and that's going to make all the difference in the world, hon. That's what I have for you. You know, send your angel blessings, and please stay in touch with them, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
God bless.
Angel blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Eileen, we're down to approximately like a little over 2 minutes. What would you like to say in closing with, you know, the amazing energy that's coming in tomorrow?
Well, I have to say I felt a lot of energy on my readings today. They just really, I just feel them pouring out of me physically, pouring out my heart.
Yep.
All I can say is try to stay grounded. The energy is very vibrant, very high. Here where I'm out, the wind is blowing pretty steadily at probably, you know, just a steady 20 miles an hour onshore breeze. And be fire safe. Be careful. Like I said, this is time when energies are high. And I know I live here in California, so we're having a huge heat wave. My sister lives in the Central Valley. It was supposed to be 112 at her house today. And so I just want people to, you know, try to stay grounded, be safe, and feel blessed.
Beautiful. And I'd like to say really fast, those of you that are on my Facebook page, please go and look. There's a woman, Billy Cheney. She does need some, you know, monetary support and help. She, too, is a light worker. And if you have the ability to help out, you know, please do so. But please go to my page and check her out. Thank you. Eileen, I love you. Have a very blessed weekend.
I love you, too. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. I love you. Thank you for joining DC and I. I love you, DC. Good night.
Eileen, good night, everyone.